Table talk to the barest minimum due to the acoustic nature of what is due to be a legendary performance. And now, without any further ado, nothing but a warm Houston welcome back to the Rockefeller stage, the legendary Mr. David Crosby!
Hello. Hello? How do you follow that? I don't feel legendary at all. Why? I don't know how to react to that. I'm not sure if it makes me feel old, I think. Anyway, thanks for coming.
All along the shore, shells lie scattered in the sand, winking up like shiny eyes of me. On the sea, here is one like sunrise. Lying there with some careless way, God is long ago. When I awoke this morning, I dove beneath my floating home. I heard this story from the sailors of the Santa Maria. There's another island today, run away from here, and it's empty and free. More to see than 100,000 islands flung like jewels upon the sea for thee and me. Sunset smells of dinner, women are calling at me to end my tale. But perhaps I'll see you the next quiet place. I threw my
I do sets is, I figure out what I'm going to do for the first song. And then I think about it. So now I'm going to think about it for a minute here. What I will do is cheat and sing you somebody else. I'm normally total egotist that I am. I never do anybody else's songs. But I have a fondness for girl songwriters if they're very, very good. This one is. I slept last night in a good hotel. I went shopping today for jewels. The wind rushed around this dirty town, and the children let out from their school. I was standing on a noisy corner, waiting for the walk-in. Across the street he stood, and he played real good on his clarinet. For free, now me, I play for fortune, and these velvet curtain calls. I got a black limousine and some outlaws escorting me to these halls. I play if you have some money, or if you're a friend to me. But that one man by the quick lunch stand, he was just playing real good for free. Nobody, nobody, nobody stopped to hear him. No, no, no. Though he played so sweet and so high, knew he'd never been on their TV screen, so they passed his music by. I meant to go over and ask for a song, maybe put on a refrain as the signal changed. He was just playing real good for free. That is, of course, if you don't know it, a Joni Mitchell song. I was in love with Joni Mitchell for about a year, which, as I'm fond of saying, is sort of like falling into a cement mixer. A turbulent girl, to say the least. And a little frustrating if you're a songwriter, come home and hear that shit at home. I want you to know that. How did she do that? bad. Now. Okay. Free advice. If you're going to get busted, don't do it here. Because it's not a good idea. I don't recommend it any little worse. But it's particularly bad idea down here. And well, I'll tell you why I came back. Because I got a lot of friends in Texas, and there's a bunch of good people down here. It's just, you know, just because I had one bad thing doesn't mean, you know. Besides which, I don't have to worry now. I don't got a bass pipe in my pocket. Makes a big difference. I can give sass to everybody. Yeah. It's fun. I love it. And nothing to be ashamed of. Walk around. Be feisty. It's cool. Anyway. No, I'm just kidding. But, in memory of all that, and for some friends of mine that are still down in Huntsville, I'm going to do this song that I confess, I used to do this with a prison band down there. And the confession part is that the reason I did it, this is really awful, but I knew that it would piss them off. Almost cut my hair. Happened just the other day, yeah. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way, but I didn't. And I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak flag fly. I feel like I always. Because I had the flu for Christmas, yeah. And I'm not feeling up to par, yes I am. It increases my paranoia. Looking in my mirror, seeing a lit up Dallas police car. But I'm not giving it an inch to fear. I had to promise myself again and again and again this year. And I feel like I owe it, yeah. Someone. When I finally get myself together,
German summer and sweet southern weather. I'm going to find his face Saturday. Separate the wheat.
As usual, you've got my guitar strap all twisted. It's my good friend. I abuse him all the time. What can I say? I love it. I don't know if I can do this. I haven't done this for a while. But fearless dude that I am. Modest too, you probably noticed that. Humble. Take the guitar down, just a tiny bit in the monitors, maybe up in the house, just a hair. Look at those dancers. Gliding around, seems as if their feet don't hardly touch the ground. Look at them smiling like they knew one another, and they never would come down. Turn around and hold. I'm holding the song at home. I'd like to meet you. Who do you see? Introduce yourself to whichever of me is. And I'm stuck here with no instructions that I can't see to steal by. Stick around, it's tricky ground. I'd like to see your face alone. I'm hoping it's on at home. I'm thinking about, but I can't hear. Who gets breakfast? Who gets the lunch? Who gets to be the boss of this bunch? Who will steer? Thank you.
Time stops here on the hilltop.
Would you like to hear a new song?
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
Yeah.
That's good enough. Paul, if you're going to twist my arm. Okay. Now, I stress that this song is not autobiographical, because if I don't stress that, my old lady's going to hit me when I get off stage. It's not, you got to understand that this does not relate to the reality of how I'm doing with my old lady at this moment. It's because it's one of those love lost songs, and I don't want to lose this. But it's my newest song. I just wrote it. So. I am sitting here at my piano, wondering how this battle can be won. Woman, I was sure I was in love with, seems to feel that the deal is done. And I don't, no, I don't, and I want you to understand. Oh, yes, I can. Still be the man. You got a peek me, sir? That's okay. I like it too. Well, now, you know, I probably, yes, you know. Got it. So, this story I tell every time I sing these days. Actually, I don't really have to tell it because People Magazine told it for me. And Rolling Stone. And everybody else. You all know the story. I got loaded for a long time and wound up very, very badly strung out on drugs. And it was a pain in the ass. Now, I don't feel, some people do feel that it's their place to preach to you about drugs. I don't. I think it's something you have to figure out for yourself. I'm fond of saying, however, that if you look at my life, you should be able to figure it out in 2 seconds. It is not real difficult. Oh, right. That's the ticket. Wrong. What this story is about actually is writing. Now, I don't know if there is a God. I tend to think there is. But if there is, and if he puts anybody here for any reason, he put me here to do songs. This is fairly self-evident thing, right? I mean, you know, because I'm no good at anything else. So when I was being a junkie, you know, strung out drug addict, everybody makes mistakes. I just made it bigger than most people. When I was doing that, well, probably for about the last 2 or 3 years before I went to prison here, down on the wind farm in Huntsville. I didn't write anything. Now, a writer's work is a pretty good barometer of his spirit. So I leave you to draw your own conclusion. What I do know is that when I went to prison, over which I was frightfully resentful and for which I am now fairly grateful, after about 6 months, I started to wake up. And although I thought I had burnt my frontal lobes to a crisp, and there was not even 2 cells holding hands in there still, you know, After a while, one night, in this cell down there, this song came to me. And I want to sing it to you, because it's about everything that happened, and it's about why. And it's called Compass. It's about finding your way. Thank you.
like a compass seeking north. There lives in me a still, sure spirit part. Clouds of doubt are cut asunder by the lightning and the thunder shining from the compass of my heart. I have flown the frantic flight of the bat wing. Like a fish out of the water, waiting for the mercy of the cat. But like a compass seeking north, lives in me a still, sure spirit part. Out of doubt are cut asunder by the lightning and the thunder shining from the compass of my heart. Because most people don't like to think or feel and have not strong a grasp on honor. But some of my heroes are people who go and explore space. And some of them are here, and some of them are ladies. Now, if I were totally right on, I wouldn't be sexist and give them any special attention. But this is for the ladies. This is for my old lady. This is for you ladies. And this is for some very brave ladies that went out in space. Thank you. like yours, lady, like yours. Late at night, when she thought that no one was watching at all, on the wall. Smile at me, I will understand, 'cause that is something everybody everywhere does in the same language. By your coat, my friend, you're from the other side. There's just one thing I'd like to know. Can you tell me, please, who won the war? Or could you even tell? Say, can I have some of your purple berries? Yes, I've been eating them for 6 or 7 weeks now. Haven't got 6 months. Probably keeps both alive. you don't need us. You don't. Then lead her out of this foreign land, far away, where we might laugh again. We are leaders, cause you don't need us. It's a fair wind. A wind warm out of the south on my shoulder. I guess I'm going to set a course. And you know we will surely go.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Crosby.
Oh, well. Some of you know the chorus to this song. And if you feel just unavoidably moved, it's been a long time coming. Going to be a long time gone, and it appears to be a long, time, such a long, long time before the dawn.
turning a corner. I said, turn here. What your friends and your neighbors might have to say. There's something going on around. Not stand the light of day, and it appears to be a long
chickens.
Appears to be a long.
That's more like.
Appears to be a long time. Such a long. Speak out against the madness. Speak your mind, yeah. That is, if you still can and you still have the guts to.
Mr. David Crosby. We'd like to thank y'all for coming out to Rockefeller's this Easter evening. And we hope to see you later on this week for Donovan. Don't forget, the week after that will be Arlo Guthrie. Two nights with Donovan. That'll be the 23rd and 24th, Thursday and Friday of this week. Information on Donovan available at the box office. Don't forget to pick up a Rockefeller's calendar on your way out this evening. And don't forget about the Blue Wolf right across the street. If you don't feel like calling it an evening yet, head across the street. We'd like to thank you all again for coming out. We do have a second show for some people to enjoy later this evening, the 9:30 show. So we do ask in your cooperation in clearing up the tabs with the waitresses. And we do look forward to seeing you later this week for Donovan, 23rd and 24th. Careful on the way home, and happy Easter, everybody, from everybody here at Rockefeller's. And don't forget, if you got a little spare change left in your pocket on the way out the door, we've got some great-looking David Crosby and Rockefeller's T-shirts in the lobby for your consumer patronage.
Good. Well, I was going to come out here and give this guy a hard time, but I can't do it. He's got such a big piece of my heart, and he's breaking it. He's going to get married May the 16th, and I wish him the very best. Would you please help me welcome one of my favorite people in the whole world, David Crosby.
You guys are nuts! You guys are a bunch of freaking nuts! Of course, I knew that when I came here, so... God, I don't know what to do. So, none of you were here for the last show, were you? No. No, tell me you weren't. Were you? Oh, shit. Sing an old folk song. Daddy see you got something going child kids on worried in my heart. Mama don't allow me to pull around. She said, son, you're too young now, some woman. I'll put you down. Go away from my window, stop scratching around my screen, your son. A evil woman, and I know what you mean, and my mama don't allow me. My washing one day, my room and my board, but my mama don't allow me fool around. Said, son, you're too young now, some woman. Son, you're too young now, some woman. Son, you're too young now, some woman. Drop your mama, let your daddy see. Something going down. Where you be in the mama? Turn around me. Pull around. She said, son, you're too young now, some woman. Son, you're too young now, some woman. son, you're too young to have some woman. I'll put you down. All right. I don't know. I don't know what possessed me to do that, but I just felt like doing it, so I did. This is my slick Vegas act. So you probably know this is not true. Thank you all for coming. And she could be free. Of course, I mostly remember her laughing, standing and dancing, watching us play. For a while there, the music would take her away. She'd be singing, carry me, singing, carry me. Carry me, carry me, carry me above the world. Then there was my mother. She was lying in white sheets there. She was waiting to die. She said, if you reach underneath my bed and untie these weights, I could surely fly. She was smiling, but she was tired. She would like to hear that last bell ring. You know, if she still could, she would stand up. She could say, carry me. Carry me, carry me, carry me. Oh, please carry me, carry me of the world.
that's one I didn't think of. I'll probably do that. I'll probably do that. I haven't done that for a while. I probably remember it. Let's see. Now, some people think that this is a song of lust and perversion, but it's really a love song, I swear to God. And it's also true, it happened, but just this way. You want to know how it will be me and her or you, and me. Both sit there with your long hair flowing. Your eyes are alive and your mind's still growing. Saying to me, what can we do now that we both love be a problem, because I love both of you too, and I don't really see why can't we go on as three. You are afraid. Unless I miss my guess here. Embarrassed to no one has ever in your sweet short life, child, ever said such a completely outrageous name. You, your mother's ghost, stand by your shoulder. She's got a face like ice, yeah, a little colder, saying you. Have you go and learn in them crazy schools, and I don't really see why can't we go on three. We love each other. If you watch for a while, you will surely see. There's just one answer. Comes right away. Sister lovers,
Water Brothers. And in time, maybe some other. So you see what we can do is to try something new. That is it. You're as crazy as I am too. Seems like such a fine idea to me. Jay gets mad when I do that because he says he can do it better, but I can do it faster. Oh, let me think now. I think I will sing you a song that I have not recorded yet. And you will only know this song if you are a total fanatic. It was one of those nights when you drive by your own street, and you wonder who's running your hands and your feet, and your car becomes a capsule. Sometimes you can hide. Last night I just needed to ride. I wanted to drive my car. I didn't really care how far. I wanted to roll through all of those people alone. Wanna do drive my car, didn't really care how far. I wanna do roam alone. I was not out looking for honey. Oh, I noticed them like usual, but not as strong. And the distance between me and my pavement seemed to get 100 yards long. I still feel the wind on my elbow, but I'm driving by the seat of my pants. I keep on trying to tune in on the radio, trying to tune me out of my trance. I needed to drive my car, didn't really care how far. I wanted to roam alone. Wanted to drive my car goes where you steer it. Sometimes that's the only thing that does. So I get in it and I drive it just to hear it and remember this feeling that there was. I needed to drive my car, didn't really care how long I was. Alone. in a factory, works on a farm, and he lives by his wits and the strength of his arm. You better watch out for him. He is an American. He's an American. And he's not afraid of you. He will know what to do. And he can see right through your gaze. Oh yeah. And he works in a body shop, and he works in a store, and he thinks he's earned a lot of talk. And he doesn't want to hear a whole lot more. You better watch out for him. He is an American. He's an American. He's not afraid of you. You will know what. I can see right through your gaze. Oh yeah. And he remembers what you taught to him, how it's supposed to work in the USA. And if you don't do you said you would, he will remember on election day. You better watch out for him. He is an American. He's an American.
Dana, since you got all those guys listening to you down there in Huntsville, you tell them I sang this for them, okay? Because it'll make them laugh. I used to sing this in what we used to laughingly refer to as the prison band. It was actually a pretty good rock and roll band. Musicians tend to get into a lot of trouble, you know. But the reason we did this was because we knew it would piss the assistant warden off, frankly. Jones, yeah. That's his name. Almost cut my hair. Happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way, but I didn't, and I wonder why. I feel like letting my freak flag fly, and I feel like I owe it to someone. Must be because I had the flu for Christmas, yeah. And I'm not feeling up to par. Yes, I am. It increases my paranoia. Like looking in my mirror and seeing a lit up Dallas police car. But I'm not giving in an inch to fear. I had to promise myself again and again this year. 'Cause I feel like I owe it, yeah, to someone. When I finally get myself together, down in some of that sweet southern weather, I'm going to find a space inside a land and separate the wheat from some chaff. 'Cause I feel like I owe it, yeah. I feel like I owe it to someone, yeah. Someone,
song I ever wrote on the piano. On the one side, truth
towers like a cliff. On the other side, love dangles by a thread. Here is a climber, he cannot find his eyes, and a falling woman. Wishing she was dead. Both sides. Why is it always bittersweet in these broken, cloudy days when I need the sun's heat? I've been writing a bunch of new songs. And this is the newest one. Now, just so you know, this is not autobiographical because it's sort of one of those love lost songs, and I haven't lost mine, and I don't want to either. I am sitting here at my piano, wondering how this battle can be won. Woman I was sure I was in love with seems to feel that the deal done. But I don't know, I don't, and I want you to understand. Oh yes, I still be the man you fell in love with. Oh, yes, I can. Fire and ice. Kitchen. mind. I love you so much, I don't want to see you go. And I think this must be what it feels like to be going blind. And I need, oh, I need you to understand. You like that? I like it too. Now, another episode in Confessions of a Cocaine Addict. Can't believe it. Oh well. I'll tell you a story, except that you all know this story because it has been entirely too public all the way down the line. No, I'll tell you anyway. I'll tell you because there's a reason for it. You all know that I got loaded for a long time, wound up very strung out on hard drugs, and it was a drag. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. This is not about preaching to you about hard drugs, because frankly, that's your own fucking business. You have to figure that one out for yourself. I'm very fond of saying, if you look at my life, you should be able to figure it out in about 3 seconds. If you can't, you're dumb.
But it is for you to figure out. The point of the story, though, is not about dope, but about writing. And see, for a songwriter, what he or she writes is a very good barometer of their spirit, very good readout of what's going on inside them. And for about 2 or 3 years before I got busted down here and went to Huntsville, and had to clean up the hard way, I didn't write shit. Now, that's pretty scary, because I love writing. And I felt pretty badly about it. And I thought, actually, that I had turned my frontal lobes into little crispy critters, and I couldn't do it anymore. Which, considering the amount of dope I was pumping into myself, I'm not, you know, it's a pretty good assumption. But what happened was, after I'd been down there about 6 months, I started to wake up, which is what happens to you. If you are strung out, you wonder if you can do it. Yes, you can. It doesn't seem like it when you're there, but you can. I did. And one night, I'm sitting there in this cell, not the wind farm, and this song comes to me. I'm going to sing it to you. It's called Compass, and it's about finding your way.
The compass of my heart. I have flown the frantic flight of the bat wing. I have seized death's door handle like a fish out of the water. waiting, waiting for the mercy of the cat. But like a compass seeking north, there lives in me a still, sure spirit part. Clouds of doubt are cut asunder by the lightning and the thunder shining from the compass of my heart. This is for ladies, and it's especially for my Lady Jan, whom I dearly love, and for the ladies here, and for Jeannie, who's another fine lady. And this is the thing about ladies, you chump change guys. Treasure them. Because sometime you may wind up waking up finding that the one that you love is gone, like I did. Shall be free. Dun, dun, dun. she turned her gaze down the slope to the harbor where I lay anchored. Turned out to be such a short day. Guinevere had golden hair like yours, lady, like yours. Streaming out when we drive through the warm wind down by the bay. Yesterday, seagulls circle endlessly. I sing in silent harmony. We both shall be free. If you smile at me, I will understand, 'cause that is something everybody everywhere does in the same language. By your coat, my friend, you're from the other side. There's just one thing I'd like to know. Can you tell me, please, who won your war? Or could you even tell? Can I have some of your purple berries? Yes, I've been eating them for 6 or 7 weeks now. Haven't got sick once. Probably keeps both alive. Thank you. human feelings die. We are leaving, and you don't need us. You don't need us. You don't need us. No, no, no. Go take sister, then by the hand, lead her out of this forest. We might laugh again. We are leaving, but you don't need us. You don't need us. I said you don't. You don't need us. No, no. Fair wind, blow it warm out of the south on my shoulder. I guess I'm going to set a course. You know we will surely go.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Crosby.
Okay, but you gotta help me. Yeah. Now this is not that hard, and you can't claim you don't know it. Thank you. said, turn here. What your friends and your neighbors might say, yeah. Something, something, something going on around here. Surely, surely, surely will not stand the light of day. No, 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 no. And it appears to be, yeah, no. Yes, it does appear to be, yeah. I said, speak your mind, Mom. That is, if you still can and you still have the guts to. Don't try to get yourself elected. No, 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 no. If you do, for safety, child, you better cut your hair. Cause it appears to be, yeah. Yes, it does now. It still does now. Yeah, no. Time has such a long, long time before the dawn. It's been a long time coming. Going to be a long, long, long time gone. But you know, the darkest hour always, always just before the dawn. And it appears to be, yes it does, still does. Yeah, long time, such a long, long. Thank you very much.